The launch of the Ghana Agricultural Insurance Program came with smiles on the faces of many farmers with the belief that it will surely cater for them during floods or drought. Radio Ghana's Asibi Bangu Ikela caught up with George Stanley Alokodongo, the 1996 National Best Farmer, to find out about the drought index insurance for maize, which covers the 2011 farming season in the northern, upper east and upper west regions.
It's a laudable idea. If the government can encourage it, it will be very, very nice. I mean, it will help eradicate poverty in the three northern regions. Because if you look at the whole concept, it's more on the northern side. Because we are faced with the drought, we are faced with the too much rains or the floods. You can do your land preparations, everything well, plant, the rains come in May or in June, you plant, and that's the end. You don't get rains till July or August. By which time all the crops will have died, and you fancy that you are taking a loan from the bank. Where are you going to get money to pay? Or the crops do well in August, September, then you have plenty of floods, too much rains. You can't even go, and even the water will come and send everything off. You only see sticks there, rotten sticks. Where are you going to get money to pay the banks? But if this one comes, I think a lot of the farmers, especially most of the commercial farmers and the award winners, will purchase this scheme. They will go into it. When I get back home and I announce this, and they also talk on radio, so many farmers will come in for it. If only the government can sustain it.
Do you have a piece of advice for the youth of Ghana?
Now that the current government has introduced this insurance for farming, that was a major problem. That the youth, I'm advising you that once there is now insurance for the farmers, plan your half acre and go in for your insurance. It will help. And also, the government too should do well to let the quality tomato factory work. Because in the northern region, we all have one season of rain. So the rest of the 7 months, everything is idle. But if they go in so that the quality tomato factory works, then it's another season during the dry season for the youth. And they will stay back instead of running down to the southern sectors to look for work. Well, you come down with the hope that you get work to do. You only end up carrying or pushing truck down south.
How do you make of the start crop being made in the northern, upper east and upper west region?
It's a good idea, but to make things go on the lower side for at least the small scale farmer to be involved, they should have started with granules, soybean. You see, these two commodities don't consume much of the agro input, and the women mostly go into these granules and soybeans. So I wish that they should have included those with the maize.
1996 National Best Farmer George Stanley Alokodongo talking to Asibi Bangu Ikela. Meanwhile, the project manager of Ghana Agric Insurance Pool, Mrs. Abiba Zakaria, said the specialized insurance is to serve the interest of the farmers and not a money-making venture.
Insurance did not design the product alone. We designed it with the input of farmers as well. What happened was that we first came together and formed a committee, or what we call the steering committee, which includes farmers and also agronomists or specialists in farming areas. What these agronomists did was tell us, for example, how much rainfall a normal plant like maize will require to germinate properly. They then went to the farmers to find out what their current situation was on the ground, what their experience has been like with the kind of rainfall that they would require for the plant to have successfully germinated. Then based on that, they came out with a figure. So each region will be different. For example, they came out with a figure that for the northern region, for example, they would require 30 millimeters of water for the plant to succeed fully without drying up. What we then did was that we made sure that the farmers we chose were around the meteorological stage. So every day, meteorological department sends us data on the rainfall that actually fell within that day. We'll send the data to us, they'll send the data to the farmers, and if we are dealing with them through the banks as well. So each one of us, all the parties involved, both the buyer and the insurer, has the opportunity to calculate the amount of rainfall that has been coming consistently each day. So by the time the farming season is over, everyone knows whether a loss has occurred. So it's no more like normal insurance where you have to go and get a third party to come and prove that you have a claim and then to make the claim. This one, as it's live, each day you're able to calculate, and it's easy to calculate, just adding up. If today it rained 2 millimeters, you write. If yesterday it rained 5 millimeters, you just keep adding up with your calculator. And by the end of the farming season, you can tell how many rainfall, how many millimeters fell, and whether by the contract agreement, whether that means you have suffered a drought or not. So that's how this product works. So it's going to be almost impossible for insurers to try to make money from the farming.
That was the project manager of Ghana Agric Insurance Pool, Mrs. Abiba Zakaria.